education stakeholders in Arua City have called for practical efforts towards engaging all parties involved in the education process to fix gaps that have been contributing to poor performance among learners.
Education stakeholders in Arua City have been urged to focus on improving the learners' performance while strengthening community partnership for improved and equitable learning outcomes amidst declining education performance. Wadrisa Munyakwa, the mayor of Arua City, who officially launched the second IVE Education Conference, urged the key duty bearers to strategize means and focus on improving the general performance of learners.
Time has come, all of you from your various schools should wake up. In Arua City especially, we are still lagging behind. If we agree to improve on our performance, it is possible. We are going to talk to the parents because there is a big laxity, there is a big I don't care attitude on the side of many of our parents. Everybody must change their attitude. We can make it just the way other people make it in big numbers elsewhere.
Harriet Orodio, a teacher at Moon Girls Secondary School, emphasizes the need to appreciate the general teaching staff as a motivation to their contribution in the education sector.
There's been some gap because definitely we know this kind of thing has not been there. We haven't been seeing some awards being given. We will also be able to see that people are being appreciated hard. Another thing will be like teachers emoluments could be worked on. They are encouraged to work hard. Going to schools and congratulating teachers for the hard work they have done is another effort that the teachers will appreciate. If financial support is given to the teachers, very interesting.
Robert Asiku, a teacher at Ondopaka Primary School, discloses that the changes in the curriculum have had a great impact on performance, revealing that teachers are not yet well informed of it.
I'm seeing there are too many changes which are coming in regards to the curriculum development, and the teachers who are at the grassroots, they are the ones deciding it, and they are not aware of it. And we find these recent changes, they are introduced and it remains at the central level. Now, the teachers will be grim about the changes.
Information from Arua City Education Office indicates that out of the 7,481 registered PLE learners last year, 363 were in first grade, 2,835 in the second grade, 2,065 in third grade, 969 in the fourth grade, while 1,130 learners were ungraded and 119 were absent, with the private schools outsmarting traditional government schools. I am Anselm Ojaru, reporting for Radio Pages.